Country Stampede this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard any or too many horror stories just yet. I'm sure there were, right?
Oh, there has to be.
Yeah. I didn't see anybody passed out or in serious medical need or anything, but I'm sure that that happened. There's that many people out there. We were out there, or I was out there Friday, manning the booth for the long haul there, and then I decided on the way up there, the best way to do it would be to ride in with somebody and ride out with somebody else, since we had a kind of a group deal going on there. So I rode in with Chappie and rode out with Aaron, who works upstairs. And I was kind of following her schedule, you know, since she's my ride out of there, and she wanted to hang around a little bit and watch Alan Jackson. So I was, well, okay, whatever. And we were having some beers, enjoying ourselves and everything, and, ended up drinking a little bit more than I'd hoped.
Oh.
Yeah, imagine that. So we decided, okay, let's go back for one last beer, right? And I was like, I'm starting to buzz a little bit. I'm feeling pretty good about it. So we're walking up to the beer tent, and as I'm getting my tickets out, you know, to pay for the beer, $5 a piece.
Great.
Yeah. The woman at the beer tent knocks over a beer and picks it up real quick and puts her hand on it because it's foaming up, you know? And so I kind of jokingly say, well, I don't want that one, you know? And she slides it in front of me and she goes, yes, you do. It's yours if you chug it.
Oh.
And so... And I haven't chugged a beer probably in 5 years, 4 years. I don't know. It's been a while.
Jeez.
Yeah. So I decide, okay, I'll give it a shot. I'm feeling good enough. And there's lots of pressure, you know? I have Aaron there egging me on and then some random dude to the left. So I was like, okay. And I give it a shot. You know, it's good. She's like, you got to hurry. I'm like, well, physics apply here. I'm chugging out of a bottle. give me a little bit of a break. And as I'm doing it, this guy's like, you need to punch a hole in the bottom of that. That'd help. Yeah. Let me get right on that. Let me pull out my knife. And so I finished that and ended up paying for another one. And yeah.
You're the only person I know who is worried about physics when you're buzzed.
What? I'm not. I wasn't worried about it. It was the. That's what I'm saying. The dude to my left was the one who was saying I should be. You know.
Okay.
That I need to punch a hole in the bottom of that deal.
That's just really weird. When was it? A glass? It was glass.
No, they don't give you glass bottles at the Stampede.
I was gonna say that'd be nice. Shards of glass in your beer.
Yeah, no, they give you plastic bottles.
Oh.
That way, if anyone feels so inclined to start something, they don't have, you know, a million glass bottles to choose from.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's kind of key out there. You know, lots of sights and sounds at the Country Stampede every year. Usually you talk about people looking pretty unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't nearly as bad this year. It seemed like the scenery was actually pretty good most of the time. The hottest girl there was the one working the Copenhagen stuff.
Oh.
She had these Copenhagen flyers, you know. So she's up walking toward you, you know, in a bikini and a ridiculously good body. And you're like, so what do you got going on? Make sure you come on over to the Copenhagen tent when you get a second. Oh. And then you're like, do I want to get mailings about tobacco products for the rest of my life? Or do I want to impress this chick that I have no chance with whatsoever? Which one do I do? And so, in the interest of time, I decided, okay, I'll just go set up the tent. Because this was on the way in, you know? And you're so used to seeing people unfortunately dressed. I didn't see the pregnant chick in the bikini that everyone was talking about, the one who was about to burst, apparently.
Maybe she did burst.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? I did see there was this dude who had this giant beer gut, you know, hanging out and everything, and in his stomach hair he had shaved an arrow pointing down.
Nice.
Yeah, that was pretty classy. Except thing was, he was with a girl, so either he brought her in with him and she let him do that, or he actually picked her up with that on, you know. So it's like, either way, hon, you're in kind of a bad situation there.
If he came in with her, she was probably drunk when he did it, because I don't think any woman would let her boyfriend or husband do that and be seen in public.
Yeah, well, it was kind of, I mean, from a comedic standpoint, it was interesting. It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But still, you know, it's like, do you really want to be seen walking around with that all day? I don't know. Oh, and the poor people, every time I go out there, I realize how bad women have it. The porta potties.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that there was, and I think a lot of people didn't realize that there was a trough set up in the different, like a trough tent, you know, where like guys could go in like we're used to, like animals, and just go into a trough, right? So I think most everyone was using the porta potties, and for a woman to have to use a porta potty that a man's been in is just unfortunate. The restroom I went into, for example, you know how they have the urinal on the left and then the seat straight ahead as you walk in?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had opted not to use the urinal, but to go ahead and use the regular toilet while standing up, and, well, the results weren't good for the toilet seat.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is so gross. You can't, like, wipe that up when you're done?
You would think, but you're at the country stampede, so rules and common courtesy don't apply.
Oh.